It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The state's largest water utility plans to sue three northern Iowa counties, holding them responsible for essentially pollution, the high nitrate levels in the rivers Des Moines Water Works treats and provides drinking water from for roughly 500,000 people. Many of these nitrates find their way into the state's rivers from fertilizer applied to farm fields. And with me this morning to discuss the issue is CEO and General Manager of Des Moines Water Works, Bill Stowe. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Clay.
So this is something that's been building for some time now, Bill. What led to the board making this decision now?
Well, Clay, since I've come to the waterworks about 3 years ago now, we have seen significant peaks in nitrate concentrations on both the rivers that we take water from. That's both the Raccoon and Des Moines River. And unfortunately, in a context where there's a lot of discussion about voluntarism and conservation practices that will take flight voluntarily by farmers learning more about it, we're still seeing the public water supply in central Iowa directly risked by high nitrate concentrations. And we've come to a point in the history of Des Moines Water Works where we've been very cooperative with farm groups, commodity groups. We began when I came to really confront through the media the egg producers and their contribution to water pollution in Iowa. And frankly, neither of those approaches got us where we need to be, and that's protecting on behalf of our consumers the water quality in both the Des Moines and Raccoon River. So after a great deal of discussion and realistically data collection for the entire year of 2014, we've been in northern Iowa with our lab personnel testing water that's discharged from drainage districts in largely in Sac County, and found that they are significant polluters to the Raccoon River. From that, in our discussions with the board, the decision was made last night to move forward with providing a notice of intent to sue, with the hope that the counties and the state of Iowa, the Department of Natural Resources in particular, will step forward with a very principled way to move us toward water quality. If they're unsuccessful in doing that, then we'll move forward with a lawsuit in federal court.
So these three counties, Calhoun, Buena Vista, and Sac, as you mentioned, in northwest Iowa, what exactly should they do? Help pay for the costly nitrate removal, regulate the amount of fertilizer farmers apply to their fields, take more precautions like building buffer strips or cover crops? What do you want them to do?
All the above. Okay. What we really want them to do at the end of the day is to be cognizant that when they build these artificial drainage districts that take water quickly into the Raccoon River, polluted water quickly into the Raccoon River, they have a responsibility to us and others as downstream users. That's a responsibility they've never accepted. We want to bring that accountability to them. Will that be through regulation and permitting? Absolutely. That's our end game here. But it's certainly larger than Sac County. That just happens to be where we chose, for a number of reasons, to gather evidence that we believe will show that they violated federal and state law.
Now, Tom Oswald, the president of the Iowa Soybean Association, issued a statement soon after this decision was made last night. And he says, I'm quoting here, "The idea that Iowa has a water crisis is sensationalistic and dishonest." He says it demonstrates a disconnect from the scope and complexity of essentially what farmers have to deal with. Have you had conversations about how you can work together and fully understand the unique challenges that they face?
We've had 15 years of that conversation, and the Soybean Association is, you know, very quick to point to us and say there's no crisis. I certainly challenge Tom to go down and take a drink out of the Raccoon River today and to tell me that there isn't a water quality problem in central Iowa. So the idea that there's no crisis, give us more time, you know, that's a stall tactic. We need to get now down to specific improvements that they're willing to make. If they're not willing to make that, we'll see them in federal court.
And there's even been a big state initiative between Iowa State University and various state agencies to try to correct this. And you're telling me that this is not cutting it.
Yeah, you're really talking about the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy, which is a great, from a science standpoint, an absolutely great series of projects that have been completed that really point to 90% of the nutrient problem coming from agriculture, 10% from point source polluters like municipalities. We want to focus on the 90% because that's unregulated in this state largely. The particular locations that we've been at in Sac County are entirely agricultural, and the data is going to show that they are significant polluters, contributing nitrate concentrations to the Raccoon River 3 and 4 times the safe human level of consumption.
All right, we're talking with Bill Stowe, the CEO and general manager of Des Moines Water Works. Its board unanimously voted yesterday to sue three northern Iowa counties for the high nitrate levels in the rivers his utility treats to supply drinking water. Bill, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Clay.